For the PF, and these are going to get to this. This is 08-10-2023. Dictation is for Jackson Keem. Keem spells K-E-I-M. Jackson spells J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Date of birth is 10-19-2007. This is a 15-year-old child here with pain in his right toe. Right great toe, period. He's accompanied by dad, who says the symptoms started approximately 2 months ago and has gotten worse in the last 3 or 4 days. He says symptoms are worse with shoes. Described pain as sharp with pain 8/10, period. Said pain is located on the medial surface of his great toe, around his nails, period. Next paragraph, past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. Social history denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph, family history is none. Next paragraph, surgical history is none. Next paragraph, medication is none. Correction, medication is Accutane. And please include in this past medical history acne. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies chills, myalgia, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, denies headache, denies neck pain, denies stiff neck, period. Said he's eating and drinking okay, period. Next paragraph, physical exam, he's alert oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 99% at room air, blood pressure is 119/68, pulse 86, respiration 18, temperature 98.9, period. Next paragraph, great toe, right great toe. Periungual erythema and edema with purulent discharge. Next line, the nail is embedded into the surrounding soft tissue. There is tenderness to palpation, period. Next part, next line, neurovascularly intact, cap with cap refill less than 2 seconds, and sensations are normal, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck full range of motion, no rigidity. No meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, inspiratory, and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. Next paragraph, cardiac, no peripheral edema, cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen, non distended, no guard, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules, or papules, no vesicles, or blood, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is onychocryptosis. Assessment number two is periungual cellulitis, right great toe. Assessment. Next paragraph, procedure, partial nail removal. Next line, procedure was explained to parent and child. Next line, he gave verbal consent for me to proceed. Next line, procedure was explained to patient and dad. Together we discuss complications of this procedure, which includes infection, recurrence, bleeding, vessel or nerve damage, period. Next paragraph. Patient's toe was cleaned with betadine, then overwiped with alcohol swabs. Next line, lidocaine without epinephrine was injected into the medial surface of his great toe and the lateral surface of his great toe, performing a digital block. Next line, anesthesia was achieved in approximately 5 to 10 minutes. Next line, with a forceps, the lateral surface of the toe was gripped and removed by turning laterally. The medial surface of the nail was gripped with forceps and turned laterally, removing approximately 0.6 times 1.3 centimeter nail that was embedded into the soft tissue. After removal, bleeding was controlled with direct pressure. Next line, after hemostasis is obtained, triple antibiotics was used to apply to the site. Then it was over covered with xerofoam gauze. Xerofoam gauze was secured with 4x4 and toe tubing. border secure with Coban, period. That was like that. I experienced that, but daily care, including not to remove bandages for the next 2 days. In 2 days, he must have his lesion checked for infection. Dad was educated on how to do dressing change. He says he understands and will comply. Patient was sent home with the following medication: 1 Septra DS, 1 PO, correction, 1 800/160 milligrams, 1 PO twice daily for 10 days. Number 20, next medication, Mobic, 7.5 milligrams, 1 PO daily. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. Both dad and the child said they have none. End of dictation. Question. Patient will be given a work note, a school note, to be away from sports for the next 14 days, period. Dad was encouraged to have him wear an open-sole shoe for comfort and dictation.